You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Friday, April 23rd, 2021. I hope everybody's well and safe. Please tell me that you're getting vaccinated. Yeah, I've been hearing from some of my audience in China who are not able to get vaccinated because they're not old or infirm, and of course China is having a major outbreak right now, so it's a sad, you know, state of affairs. In other parts of the world, there are people that, you know, want this vaccine to protect themselves, and they can't get it. And here in the United States, we've got more than enough vaccine for all people, and yet something like 40% of Republican people in this country are refusing to take the vaccine. So, just ludicrous. Please take the vaccine, okay? Science works most of the time. And this is basically a modern miracle of science. So please take it, all right? That's my little public service announcement. This was not paid for by the Biden administration. hopefully they will pay me for that someday. I keep pushing it all the time. So a couple of things before I get started. about the Unequals bracelet. It is being ordered for the ones that have paid right now. The early people who paid are going to get a discount because I'm raising the price of the bracelet from here on out by $10, because production costs are a little higher with the packaging than I had anticipated. So it's going to come out of my pocket. The difference is going to come out of my pocket. So that kind of sucks, but you know, it's part of doing business. And sometimes you just got to make it right out of your own pocket, right? So that's what's happening there. But hopefully we're going to get that first wave of bracelets out. From there, we're going to see how that goes, I guess, and see what we do from there, I guess. But it's looking pretty good. You know, I'm pretty happy with it for the most part. So anyway, so that's that. Now, I have kind of an exciting, I guess it's an announcement. We're going to find out what happens with it. But I was contacted by a doctor, a certified sex therapist. He has a PhD in human sexuality. And he's been listening to the podcast, and he finds it interesting. And he is about to start a new podcast of his own about human sexuality. And it's called A Podcast for Intentional Connections, which I find to be an intriguing title. And he approached me about being one of his first guests on this new podcast, which I, you know, I'm very touched by that, and grateful and humbled by that. So we're going to talk about that at the beginning of next week, and about how we can make that happen. I'm very much looking forward to it, obviously, because I want to be a star. No. Because Hierarchy is very important to me, and any avenue that I can attempt to push hierarchy into the mainstream consciousness, you know, is what I will do. I believe in it very strongly, so this is an opportunity to get that message out to more of a mainstream, straighter audience, you know. So hopefully that works out. I'm looking forward to talking with this doctor. He's a very well-spoken, and so, yeah. I'd be interested to see what kind of questions he would have for me. So anyway, hopefully you're excited about that. It's going to be interesting to see me in a different environment, I guess. One other thing, I do have a brand new YouTube channel. Of course, the previous one was deleted by YouTube in yet another act of corporate censorship. But there is a new channel back up on the platform. We're going to try it again. So I've been frantically kind of trying to upload video podcasts versions of these episodes. So I've got most of the interviews that I've done with video up on the site. I still have a couple of more to do, but I really wanted to get some of the actual video interviews up first. And tonight I uploaded the breeding episode, which to date has been the most impactful of the podcasts. It led to service opportunities for some faggots with straight alphas, for instance. So, and several people have brought up the breeding episode. That and cunting are those two episodes. I'm going to get up on the site soon, quickly, you know, so go there and follow along and spread it around, okay? That's what you're supposed to do in these situations as helpful audience members, okay? I'm working hard here, people, so come on, help me out. I wanted to talk about this fascinating letter that was sent to me by Straight Alpha Mike. And some of you have definitely read that post on the site. It's entitled Straight Alpha Mike on Females and Faggots. Now, this alpha here, Mike, Alpha Mike, has been a commentator on the site for quite some time, and I find him to be a very lucid, impactful writer. He's very direct, you know, unvarnished. You know, he just tells it like it is, and I really appreciate that about him. He's he was from the military. He's married to a woman, and he has alpha sexual needs, and so he's come to learn to use faggots to relieve some of what he needs as a man, you know. And anyway, he read one of my answers to a faggot who's complaining about how faggots compare to women in the eyes of men, right? And Alpha Mike uncorked this amazing paragraph of pure truth. And he basically laid it on the line that, you know, women have their place in a man's life, obviously. as sex objects, as love objects, as the way that man creates children, you know, the bearer of children. But, you know, then he kind of points to this thing that I have always talked about with about men, is that they don't, they know, alphas, for instance, know that women are not equal to them. Women like to think that they are. And this has caused a lot of problems between men and women, is this intrinsic idea that women should be equal to men. They're not, you know. And he brings this out in his, what he states, you know, that in fact, this is how he put it. He said, even when you've sealed the deal, it takes a lot of reconditioning to get this ridiculous notion out of their heads that they can, that they, being women, can do the exact same things in society that I can. And it often spills over to the bedroom. I thought that was such a powerful way to put it. That is, that right there is the fulcrum of hierarchical discovery that alphas have with faggots, okay? Because when a woman doesn't, and most women fall a victim to this, but when a woman doesn't understand that she is not equal to an alpha, and she refuses to be submissive, that's an affront to the alpha in kind of a subliminal, you know, basic way. And so when the alpha sees a faggot giving him what he knows he deserves, the trigger is pulled in that moment. It's kind of like this, it's kind of like a pot of boiling water coming to a boil, and then steam, you know, the steam whistle goes off because it has reached peak boiling temperature. The disrespect that women, you know, drip by drip by drip over the course of time wears at an alpha's patience, and to the point where he gets fed up. This is why we see so many alphas come to understand the use of faggots and start using faggots in their 30s. You've got two time periods in an alpha's life where faggots come into play. Early on, like in their teens, when an alpha's in his teens, a lot of times he starts using faggots then because he's horny, he wants to get off, he wants to, you know, rape everything he can see, and faggots are there, you know. And a lot of times boys are in close proximity to each other a lot at that time period. So a lot of times alphas come to understand faggots at that time. But then there's another wave that happens in their 30s, when alphas are in their 30s. And I've come across countless. I have countless examples on the website, okay? And even some that I have not ever covered, that I'm friends with, that I know this is the case, where there's this drip, drip, drip of insult to their alphahood by women who don't know their place. And at some point, the alphas, they get in their 30s and they want this worship that they know that they deserve, this honor. And there are faggots, you know, willing to kneel and treat them like gods. And that's the trigger in their 30s. They're just like, okay, I'm going to let this faggot suck my dick. He's going to be my cocksucker from now on. Or, you know, I'm going to fuck his little ass, you know. And I can throw this faggot around and I can choke it and slap it and spit on it and do whatever I want to it, you know. And it's great because I can just release all this rage, you know, this alpha rage, sexual rage, I guess we should call it. But that wave in the 30s is intriguing to me because it definitely exists. And I do think that Alpha Mike touched on that in his letter. That's where he was really putting his finger on, was that fulcrum, that moment where the scales tip in favor of faggots. You know, there's so much baggage and weight has overloaded one side of that seesaw, and it just flips, you know. And I don't think women, I don't know if women can even avoid it, you know. They're so programmed, as Alpha Mike said, they're so programmed to try to be equal, they have these rights that they demand and whatever, you know, this equal treatment thing, you know. And it's a falsehood. It's not real. It's not the dynamic between men and women. It's not natural. And so, because that battle exists now in the society that we have today, men are going, okay, well, I am going to get what I deserve. Alphas definitely are going to do that. They're going to say, I'm an alpha male, and I should be worshipped. And if she, my wife or my girlfriend or girlfriends or whatever, or wife and girlfriends, aren't going to give me this worship, then I'm going to find someone who will. And they find it in faggots. They find worship of faggots to be so complete and so thorough and so overwhelming that they forget everything about that they're straight or whatever. They don't care about any of that. They want the power and they want the worship. You see, and that's really, really interesting to me. It went with the first wave, the alpha wave in the teens and 20s, early 20s. That's understandable just due to horniness. But it's the 30s wave that is really intriguing to me, because that is not just animal sexuality. It's a deliberate seeking of worship by an alpha male in that moment because of behavioral issues and a lack of hierarchical respect. And that, I think, is just really fascinating to me. And it's very real. I mean, men have, my entire life, I mean, I've served out straight alphas most of my time as a faggot. And that has easily been the number one issue that led straight alphas to stand over me and use me, you know. So, to any straight alphas who are listening to this podcast, I want you to look at your life and see if what I'm describing, these two paradigms, apply in your life somewhere, you know. And two faggots everywhere. This is where the battle is won for us. Okay? And I view you as fellow soldiers with me in service to these great alpha gods. That when a straight alpha looks at you and wants you to worship him, you should worship him with all of your heart and soul. Because that is the opportunity you have to give him the thing that he really wants. And he can't get it from females. Complete service and worship. I mean, you know, you've got to be willing to just surrender yourself completely, so that these straight alphas can understand and receive what they've been wanting and haven't had. So, yeah, that, I guess that's really all I really had to say. But, yeah, that's it. I don't have some sort of, like, pirouette on the end of this, so. But anyway, that's my message for tonight. I really should like write this stuff down and make a script or something. I don't know. But anyway, well, I appreciated being able to talk to you for a little bit tonight, and I hope everything's going well. I will have a podcast this weekend. Hopefully it'll be more focused. How about that? Anyway, I will talk to you soon. And keep an eye on the website, because I'm going to have a bunch of hot shit coming down soon. So take care. Be safe. I love you. Bye.